It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. I do hope you hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones at all the usual places in podcast land, including iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, we've got a very special episode because there's multiple people here. We're going to be talking about this new Apple TV Plus series called The Last Thing He Told Me. This was written by Laura Dave. She is an author that's behind such books as 800 Grapes and Hello Sunshine, among many others. And then she wrote the book and it became a New York Times number one bestseller. She got together with her husband, Josh Singer, and he's also a screenwriter. You'll know Josh from movies like Spotlight, The Post, First Man. He's currently working on Maestro at the moment about Leonard Bernstein. And so they got together and they made this show, and let me read the log line for you. It stars Jennifer Garner as a lead character. She's a woman who must forge a relationship with her 16-year-old stepdaughter, Bailey, in order to find the truth about why her husband has mysteriously disappeared. It's a really good mystery. And it also stars Aisha Tyler, playing Jennifer Garner's best friend in this. So I've got Aisha on here too. Now, you'll know Aisha from a lot of things. She currently co-hosts Whose Line Is It Anyway? I know her as Lana from Archer, as many of you do as well. Of course, she had a great story arc on Friends back in the day. So we're going to be talking about how this whole thing came around, what it was inspired by. I'm going to ask about the music. There's so much good music in this. In fact, it's a great soundtrack. Some Springsteen right off the bat with the Ghost of Tom Joad, which really does a lot of foreshadowing. So we're going to be getting into all that. So without further ado, let's do this. We're talking about The Last Thing He Told Me, out now on Apple TV Plus. It's Kyle Meredith with Aisha Tyler, Laura Dave, and Josh Singer.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Let me congratulate you. The Last Thing He Told Me is such a gripping and fantastic series.
Thank you.
Laura, I'll start with you. I loved reading about how the seed of this comes from seeing the news brief about the wife of the Enron CEO. Why did it then become important for you to tell the rest of the story?
That's a great question. For me, when I heard Linda Lay on television saying, "My husband's done nothing wrong," it sort of stuck with me in this way. Like, you know, something hits you and all of a sudden, like, okay, I need to understand why that's hitting me. And I became subsumed by the idea of, can we know the people we love? And what does it mean to try to know the people you love? But I only wanted to tell that story if I could figure out how to make the woman at the center of it the hero of her own life, not the victim of her circumstance. So I spent a lot of time between hearing that first interview and putting pen to paper to try to figure out, what is that hero's journey going to look like? And what does that mean at the end of the day? She's going to learn in terms of the answer to that question, can you know the people you love? Because I actually think her answer is yes, despite all the evidence to the contrary. And that was really what I wanted to sort of plumb there.
For a show that we don't know who we can trust throughout it, when you get to, you know, approach your role, does that give you a little bit more to play around with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I really wanted to lean into the mystery of this show. And I think even though it's a psychological thriller and so maybe a little bit more twisty than real life, it definitely felt very grounded and grounding to me because I feel like, you know, We all meet people in our lives and we don't really know who they are. And honestly, you can't really know everything about someone and everything about who they are and where they've been, what they've been through. And I really loved that about these characters because in the end, that's a big thing. Like, Hannah's like, I don't know everything about Owen, but I know who he is at his core. And I think we're drawn to people because we feel like there are soul matches, whether they're friends or whether they're lovers. And we make a decision to love them regardless of who they have been or what they've done, you know? So that was really fun to play and really fun for Jules, who's like, listen, I'm going to show up for you in the middle of the night, even though I think this guy is probably pretty shady.
For someone who's directing more and more these days as yourself, how much of that experience now plays a part in how you enter a role?
That's a good question. I mean, I love acting and it's nice to be able to step back in front of the camera. I'll tell you what, it's much more relaxing. It's not as stressful. But I think now that I've been directing quite a bit more, I feel like I don't think I was ever not a generous actor, but I think I always tell directors when I'm acting, like, listen, I'm just here to make your dreams come true. So, you know, I'm going to do this a million times until you're happy and you get what you need. And then hopefully we'll do it one more time for good luck. And it was really nice, it was all women directors on this show and it was great to be supporting them and giving them what they needed. And then also, like I said, then I got to go sit back in my chair and eat catering, which when I'm directing, there's no rest for the wicked.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Aisha Tyler, Laura Dave, and Josh Singer to talk about The Last Thing He Told Me on Apple TV Plus. And I'll throw this to you, Josh. Right from the beginning, I hear Springsteen singing The Ghost of Tom Joad, which ends up being this great foreshadowing moment. How often do you think about the songs as you're beginning all the process as to tell the story?
A lot. A lot. For me, I tend to be somewhat musical. I've been spending a lot of time. I co-wrote a movie about Leonard Bernstein, which is coming out this fall. And, you know, the music is central to it. We use all Lenny's music and it's just central. And similarly here, you know, we thought a lot about Needle Drops, and then we spent a lot of time with Denny and Sonder, who were our two terrific composers, to sort of get a real sense of get a real sense of place and of mystery. And we actually developed this theme with them, which you hear in the first episode and then becomes our theme, you know, not only, you know, in the main titles, but it comes back a couple different times over the course of the series. And I think winds up being pretty powerful. And I think music is really crucial to helping people engage with a show.
Is there any reason why Bailey's favorite artist ended up being Emmylou Harris?
Well, you know, we wanted to pick somebody who would have made it into Hannah's worldview when she was, you know, 15 in Tennessee and Peekskill, New York, and Bailey too would connect to today. And Emmylou Harris is just timeless. And we love that you mentioned the Bruce Springsteen song, because that song and the lyrics there, the foreshadowing about what's about to come, that was a true north for us from the very beginning, right from when we were writing that first episode. And there are several songs throughout the series like that, that were just something that Josh and I would almost write to and think about in the on set every day. We imagined it being a part of the show.
Yeah.
I also want to say this show has a fantastic soundtrack. I know you're a music fanatic, as I am. Do you ever try to influence that, the music?
They had such a great plan for this show that I had no input whatsoever. When I direct, I am always like running around trying to like, you know, get my favorite bands into a series. When I did Walking Dead World Beyond, I really was like a big, like, you know, advocate for getting some cool bands on that show. But on this one, I just got to lay back. I mean, it's such an amazing producing team, such a high quality group of people behind the show, and they have great taste. And so it's been nice to see the show come together.
I know Kill 'Em All was your first album.
It was
72 seasons on your radar at all?
Let's say it again.
Is 72 seasons the new Metallica on your radar at all?
I've got to get it together. When I was younger, I had a lot more time for new music. But what I'm finding right now is I'm still listening to, like, you know, a James Blake album from like 5 years ago. I'm like, I got to get it together. I love Metallica so, so, so much. And thank you for reminding me that I need to go out and get the new stuff.
I'm not kidding. It's one of the best things I've heard from them in a long time.
They're such a great band. I met them at Comic-Con like 7 or 8 years ago in the elevator. And I think I squealed so loud that like the last bit of hearing they had left was destroyed.
Again, congratulations, you guys. What a fantastic series. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
So nice to meet you. Thank you. Thanks, Kyle.
Oh, thank you.
And thanks again to my guests, Aisha Tyler, Laura Dave, Josh Singer. The Last Thing You Told Me has begun now on Apple TV+.
Also, thanks to you for checking out the episode in the series. Before you get out of here, hit that subscribe button. Again, you get 3 brand new interviews every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at right here on YouTube, or of course, anywhere in podcast land, including iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, or WFPK.org as well. A great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover new ones as well. Then after that, actually head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, mostly on Twitter. All 3 of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. Do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.